When the Washington Opera's production of Aida opened on Saturday night, it marked a debut not for a singer or a director or a conductor, but for a fabric. When dancers dressed as hawks strutted in the dim light, looking like animated hieroglyphs, their blue and green wings were surreally luminescent. Later, the lovers Radames and Aida were subtly radiant with passion. At last, there is a fabric that can make you look luminous, literally, with the help of some low-voltage LED. It is called Luminex. It's an Italian invention and one which the folks at the Washington Opera think places them on the cutting edge of self-illuminating apparel. Alberto Spiazzi is the costume designer for this production of Aida. Welcome to the program, Mr. Spiazzi.
Thank you.
Can you explain to us what Luminex is?
It's a fabric that is literally made out of optical fibers. As you know, in making fabrics, you need a thread that goes vertical and a thread that goes horizontal, you know? So the thread that goes vertically is made of optical fibers. And then you gather all the fibers together, you put a little light in it, a wire that goes into a battery, and that gives the light to the whole fabric.
So the piece of clothing, the fabric, is powered by a battery.
Powered by a battery,
You have to recharge it very often?
The battery lasts for about 4 hours. And after then, yes, you have to recharge it.
Now, you have brought with you a few shirts which are made of this Luminex fabric. And they're hung up here in the studio. And one of them I see is sort of glowing, a very soft. Is it a blue or a violet?
It's a blue, yeah.
It's a blue. But the lights are on in the studio right now.
Yeah.
If we turn the lights off?
We should.
We're having the lights dimmed as we speak right now. I'll vouch that this is really happening. And the shirt is now really glowing blue.
Yeah, it is.
And will it always be blue? Is that shirt a blue shirt?
Yes, because this is plugged with the blue light. You can have the light on Luminex in various color, and it comes with blue, with red, white, green, yellow. It's strangely to say, but the green and blue light are the more powerful. I don't know what is the reason for this, because it's an optical reason. I don't know why, but it seems that the white light should be brighter, but instead is the green and the blue light, you know?
Well, we can turn the lights back on, and Mr. Spiazzi, could you bring over one of the shirts for a second?
Yes.
So I can just feel what the fabric is like. So here it is. Now this is, this is not as soft as a piece of linen or anything like
well,
that.
Of course,
it's much more rigid than
it's
that.
It's plastic.
On the other hand, is it very, very hot to wear? Do the dancers complain about the heat when they wear fabric?
No, not at all. Not at all. It's not very hot to wear. It's plastic, but it's not more plastic than some fabrics that we are used to wear today, you know, like polyester or viscosa or this kind of other, modern fabrics. Not hotter than a sports jacket one of these modern sports jackets, you know.
Which doesn't glow in the dark either,
yeah, that
sports jacket.
So glow in the dark.
Misses the whole advantage.
Yeah.
Can you imagine people going to nightclubs or discos in the near future wearing fabric like this?
Well, of course. Why not a wonderful waistcoat under a beautiful black tuxedo, and the waistcoat gleams with lights? How about a tie, for example?
A tie that would light up. That would be
and reflects the lights on your face. You know, how about a patch on the shoes? There's a lot of places where you could use it.
And then I guess one could imagine things like workers at night on the highways, there might be some industrial use for this where you want to glow in the dark, or joggers might want to glow with this fabric.
Yes. Well, there's a lot of application. You can make blankets. There's a study about making blankets for babies, because as they wake up at night, at least they see a glowing light, they feel more reassured, not
like
being
the nightlight. The blanket would be the nightlight, you said.
Yes.
That's very interesting. When you were preparing this production, what kind of reactions did you get from the singers and the dancers to the idea that you're going to put them in a suit that glows in the dark?
You know, they were so excited that they didn't even complain, it was...
Is that a very high standard of excitement in an opera?
Yes, because, as you can see it now, it's so so nice to see and so, I mean, likable that there's nothing to complain. I mean, it's not heavy, it's not dangerous because you don't get any shock for this, you know, and you are outstanding in the darkness. So, I mean...
Yes, you do get noticed when you wear this fabric. Yes, no doubt about that. Well, Mr. Spiazzi, thank you very much for talking with us today.
You're welcome.
Alberto Spiazzi is the costume designer for the Washington Opera's production of Aida, which features self-illuminating costumes made of the new fabric Luminex. And you can see a picture of us modeling samples at our website, npr.org.